Stampede Blue. What we talking about? Indianapolis, AFC South. Stampede Blue, let's air it out. Fly route, let's air it out. Topics, loaded like offense. Colt-centric, talk about it often. Stampede Blue, let's air it out. Fly route, let's air it out. Do it big, like Ryan's
watch
going
out
to his
right.
Colt-centric, don't take
open.
Offense. Pass back caught. In the day, Colts were Dolphins. Nowadays, it's Jags playing mocked in South. AFC, white and blue, so pristine.
And that's all it took, folks, for the Houston Texans to down the Indianapolis Colts here in Week 12 on Thursday Night Football. Just a couple of big plays, another couple big plays throughout the game to Will Fuller, a couple big runs to keep a possession going and such. That's all it takes, guys. Two touchdown throws, two field goals, the Texans beat the Colts. Rough loss after another big game on the ground, 175 rushing yards for the Colts, dominating time of possession for the longest portion of this game. And then, just coming up short, not being able to make any plays, not being able to get any receivers open, Brissett not being able to make, some simple completions, T.Y. Hilton dropping a couple balls. That's about it, guys. Couple bad breaks on defense where you don't have safeties playing deep enough for some reason. I don't know what the deal was with that, but it seemed like even as the game wore on, and even after the Colts were getting beat, their corners were getting beat hand over fist by Fuller and Hopkins regularly. At one point, the Colts don't make the adjustment and keep their safeties back, selling out against the run. It kind of felt like a little bit, but all in all, just a disappointing loss. Colts are a game back now. These guys, they've got to at least tie them. Colts 6-5, Houston 7-4. The Colts have to at least have the same record as Houston in order to get into the playoffs now. And so Colts have a couple divisional games left. They're going to play the Titans next week. They're going to play the Jaguars at the end of the year. And honestly, the Colts really have to do some damage throughout the rest of the season. And, look, last week we saw, the Colts have 200 and some odd yards rushing. This week they have 175 yards rushing. That's big, right? I mean, look at a couple of the other things. The Colts only had a few penalties in the entire game. Didn't have a turnover. Forced a turnover. But your quarterback throws for 129 yards, no touchdowns. He's only sacked once. A lot of this doesn't seem to add up, to what it should mean to lose a football game, especially when you feel like you should be dominating. Big issue for me in this game overall is that there's only four total completions to a Colts wide receiver for that position. Three to Hilton, one to Chester Rogers. Marcus Johnson had one target. Zach Pascal had one target in this entire freaking game. That's BS. That can't happen. Something's up with this. This has to stop, right? You want the running game to be nice and effective. I mean, Williams ran for 4 yards a carry. That's okay. That's good. He had a nice couple runs there. But look, if you're going to be chopping away at this, the running game, you want to be averaging more than that. As a team, they averaged about 4.5 yards a carry. not a bad sign, right? And outside of a couple of big runs, a 33-yard run and a 19-yard run from Carlos Hyde and Duke Johnson, respectively, the Texans don't have much of a running game at all. That's over half of their rushing yards right there, those two runs. So, and like I said, we saw some big plays from their receivers, a 51-yard catch from Fuller, 35-yard catch from Hopkins, another 30-yard touchdown catch from Hopkins. I mean, there's 65 yards of Hopkins 94. I mean, Fuller had a 40-some yard catch too. There's 90-some of his 140-some. So, I mean, the Colts actually did really good shutting down all these guys, all these pieces that the Texans have on offense. The Colts defense did a pretty damn good job. Couple plays, you know, they get big plays on. That sucks, obviously. That's not good. Four quarterback hits on Deshaun Watson for the night. And just all in all, like I said, just disappointing. So disappointing. I mean, you chew up 33 minutes of clock and you get 17 points. And Houston has six big plays in this game, let's say five maybe. And they get 20 points, and they get up to 20 points. This, and I said this on Twitter a little bit ago, this is exactly why Peyton Manning's led Indianapolis Colts were beating teams who were maybe more complete teams, because there was a lot of, you know, wishy-washy defenses for the Colts throughout the Manning years. There were some good defenses too, but there were some really wishy-washy ones, right? So the Colts weren't really stopping a whole lot of people a lot of those years. But the one thing that they had were big plays. Granted, you had big play receivers too. You had Harrison. You had Wayne. You had some other guys. You had that tight end. Well, look, the Colts got some tight ends. They've got some big play tight ends. The Colts have a big play receiver in T.Y. Hilton. I get it. He's hurt. But I'll be damned if you're only going to throw the ball to Pascal one time in the entire freaking game. That's just ridiculous. I mean, I don't like the game plan. I don't like the execution. Obviously, it doesn't look like the receivers too often are getting open. So, I mean, this is, I don't know. I mean, this is a three-point game. This is, I don't know. I consider this some sort of an embarrassment almost. You go out there and you drop back, 26 times. And you throw for 129 yards, 5.2 yards an attempt. I mean, come on. So what? Are we not putting the right passing concepts together? Is Reich not doing that? Because, look, he knows the skill set of these receivers. He's not stupid. And he didn't apparently have what it took today to lead a quality offensive attack, in my opinion, against a Houston Texans team that was ripe for the picking. I mean, the Colts defense stood up, guys. I mean, at one point, the Texans had, before that big 33-yard run, the Colts only had allowed 33 rushing yards in this entire freaking game. This is a big smack in the face for the Colts right now. There are issues within this offense that need to be addressed. And whether that's Frank Reich looking in the mirror, whether that's him getting in a couple receivers' asses and telling them, look, either play or we're going to find somebody who can. Something has to happen because it didn't happen tonight. And you can't drop back 26 times and hit your receivers, your wide receiver core, the guys who are supposed to be taking up the chunk yardage of your offense, and get a total, folks, of 30 yards from your receiving core. 30. Four catches, 30 yards. That's pathetic. That is absolutely pathetic. This is an Indianapolis Colts team right now that has an anemic offense. I mean, if you look at what Jacoby Brissett's done over the past several weeks that he's been playing outside of that Houston game, It's been like this. 150, 160, 170 yards passing. Maybe the accuracy is there. Okay. I mean, he was 16-25 tonight. That ain't great. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do about this. I don't, you know. And the thing about it is it doesn't really feel like Frank Reich knows what to do about it either. Your offensive line is blocking really good up front. Giving your running backs some good lanes. Nyheim Hines had a couple of nice runs tonight as well. But you've got a receiving core that right now is one of the worst in the NFL. With or without T.Y. Hilton. Because they're not getting open. None of them. Yes, I know that T.Y. Hilton's injured. You don't have to tell me. I understand that. I get it. Somebody else has got to step up. Do the Colts literally not have a number two receiver on this team? Because that's what it looks like to me. They literally don't have a number two. They've got like a bunch of number fours and fives. And none of them are stepping up right now. So this is a pretty bleak spot on the Colts season so far this year. I mean, they should not have lost this game. They've got a few games in their past that they shouldn't have lost, that's for sure. So, you know, this is just an ugly, ugly loss. These two, literally two plays from Hopkins were damn near the difference in the game. Two field goals from Fairbairn, and that's all it took to beat the Colts. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, guys, I want to talk to you about TickPick. TickPick is a great way to get tickets to see the Colts or any other sports, music, or entertainment event of your choice. Not only will you save 10 to 15% off every ticket order, you can do it without any annoying fees at checkout. Think StubHub, but without the fees. Just head to TickPick.com, select your seats, and head to checkout. Get on your way to the next Colts game with TickPick.
All right, guys, and as usual, if you guys are going and using buying tickets for anything at all, make sure you guys are using the Stampede promo code there at checkout for TickPick. Excellent, excellent prices. I mean, you guys are going to get exactly what you see on there when you go to buy your tickets. So make sure you guys are doing that. Support them because they support us. So let's take a quick run through this. Long story short, in the first part of the game, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of action. The first half in general was kind of blah. The first three drives, just punt, 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 you know, back and forth. The fourth drive of the game, Houston ends up putting some points on the board after a 10-play, 37-yard drive. Just a field goal from Fairbairn here with took 44 minutes and 30 seconds off the clock. The Colts end up starting on their 9-yard line, after a holding penalty. Then we get a bunch of runs. Kelly's called for another holding penalty throughout the drive. Glowinski was called for a holding penalty, which was a complete BS call. He pushes a guy, and they call it a holding. That was an absolutely awful call. Then Brissett and Johnson can't connect, you know, on the deep throw where you see Johnson's like 20 yards in front of the pass. Or the pass goes 20 yards over his head easy. The Colts can't convert then on a screen play to Rodgers. Kelly gets bucked out with a knee for a little while. Colts end up punting again. There's 8:44 left in the second quarter after that. Then it looks like the Colts have a little bit of life, right? Kenny Moore picks off Watson off the tip ball from Jabal Sheard. The Colts take over at the 42. Williams converts with a 7-yard run on third down. Then Hines gets a huge 18-yard run, gets the Colts down to the 11, and then we end up seeing Brissett carry it in from 6 yards out, puts the Colts up 7-3 with 4:28 to go in the second quarter. Next drive, Houston ends up getting themselves, another touchdown. They end up getting this ball and taking it down, keeping it through the two-minute warning. Couple third-down conversions here. Kenny Moore rocked with Watson on a slot blitz. Ended up causing an incomplete pass. Made it 3rd and 6. Watson converted to Fuller on a third down opportunity there. The Colts did pretty well here. Watson ended up getting free from the rush. Hit Hopkins sitting and literally just chilling in the end zone all by himself. 35-yard touchdown pass. Some sort of miscommunication there between DeSir and Hooker. Hooker looked like he was coming up to take care of the underneath route, whereas you would kind of assume that's basically what happened on the touchdown pass to Hopkins later on in the game. DeSir had him in man coverage. That wasn't Hooker's job, although I would have loved to seen him playing deep. That is literally his strength. That is what he was supposed to bring to this defense when the Colts drafted him. You wanted a center fielder for what? To come up in the box all the time? Look, I like him in the box. He does a good job when he's in the box, but play him where he needs to be played more often. You need more snaps with Hooker sitting in the back end there trying to do something to help this coverage. end up being tied at halftime, 10-10, after a Vinatieri field goal, excuse me. And at this point, the Colts look good on third down. They were leading in yards somehow, mainly because of the running game and because of owning the clock. They were up 18 and a half minutes to 11 and a half to Houston in time of possession. They were just completely destroying them in time of possession. Colts only had three penalties at this time, and Pascal still hadn't had his first target of the game. Ended up going down on the following possession, or the first possession of the second half. The Houston Texans end up turning it over on downs in spite of a big play to Fuller, who beat Tell for 44 yards. End up getting a really good tackle out of Odom. I was so happy to see that because I have criticized him on this podcast several times for him being basically hitting weak, like really weak, even quarterbacks when he gets an opportunity to just cut him in half. He ended up wrapping up Akins really well, hanging on to him. Kept him from converting on that third down and forced Houston to go for it. Ultimately, like I said, turned over on downs. Colts get the ball at the 34, put together another big drive. 11 plays, 10 of those plays were runs. 6 minutes and 9 seconds were used on this drive. That was a big drive, okay? Now, look, I'm criticizing that we're not going downfield. I'm criticizing that the Colts aren't being more creative with their passing game, or that the receivers aren't getting open, or that Brissett's not finding them, or Brissett's not doing this, or somebody's not doing something. This is a good drive. You're not going to have every drive be full of, you know, every 11-play drive isn't going to be 8 plays passing. You know, that's fine. You are wearing down this Houston defense. That's fine. Do it. You've got to be multiple, as even Frank Reich in his own words has said to us multiple times. You've got to be multiple. So if you can ram it down their throat, do it. And that was a statement drive. Put the Colts up 17-10, and then obviously the Texans come back. They have pretty average drive here, but the one big play, another big throw from Watson to Fuller, 51 yards. Banigou ended up getting a sack on Watson. Duke Johnson couldn't convert on a third down drive. Fairbairn kicked a field goal, bounced off the upright and goes in. Colts are still up 17-13. No worries. Colts start on their own 28 on the following drive. Basically, short pass, nothing. Another short pass, nothing. Incomplete to Hilton on third down. It was definitely a drop, but that was slightly, I mean, smacked, you know, I mean, from the corner. So I'm not going – it's hard to call that a drop. If a guy gets his hand on it, or if he gets his hand on your ball, a ball being deflected in any way, shape, or form is really hard to catch. So that one I'm not going to kill him for, okay? I mean, the other second one was an absolute drop because he caught the back end of the football. That is his hands. That's an issue with his hands, not with what the coverage had going on. So the Colts have to punt. Houston puts another scoring drive together. Ends up Watson goes deep to Hopkins for that 30-yard touchdown. Again, like I said, the Colts safeties weren't being used to give help over the top, even though they were getting beat. 40-yard play, 35-yard play, 51-yard play. What the hell do they have to do to get the guys to sit back in coverage? Why are they doing that? I don't understand it, especially when you're doing it on second down. You ask anybody who knows anything about football, what play on what down do you take your shot? Second down. I don't get it. You look back at this game, a lot of second down plays, big plays for Houston. Houston goes up 20-17, 12:34 to go in the fourth. Colts punt, Houston punts, turnover on downs after another long drive by the Colts. Okay? Turnover on downs, game over. That's it. 20-17, folks. That's what I'm saying. Only a few big plays. Has all this game just completely torn it down. And that's why I was telling you guys about the Peyton Manning-led years. These teams would run on the Colts, beat them up, get 14 points. They'd be up at halftime at the end of the third quarter, 20-14. But then you've got Peyton Manning going downfield. And yes, I understand it's a Hall of Famer. It's Peyton Manning. It's not Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Brissett is perfectly capable of throwing the ball 60 yards downfield. He's plenty accurate. He doesn't have any issues doing that. Between the play calling, the execution, and the wide receivers getting open, this offense has got to start clicking. And it's not. And that's a problem. Somebody's got to start diagnosing what the hell is going on with this offense, because they need big plays. You can't just call big plays, throw the ball downfield and say, well, we tried. We tried to throw big plays in there. Well, you threw to Johnson, a guy who's been on the team for 2 weeks. Okay? You threw to T.Y. Hilton on third down, critical third downs, when he wasn't really all that open. We'll just say that. Yes, those are a couple plays he typically makes, especially the second one. As I mentioned, he caught the back half of the football. Tried to turn, ball gets popped out. That's all accurate. But the bottom line in all of this is, those aren't winning plays. You got Eric Ebron earlier in the game crossing back, making a really good move, in my opinion, trying to come, you know, trying to free himself as the play breaks down and Jacoby doesn't hit him. Something's got to change with this offense. The offensive line's blocking plenty good for the running game, okay? You've got the running game established. You're running the ball on first down a lot. First down a lot. You're not taking shots on second down like every other team is that's beating you. I don't get it. I don't understand this. So, frustrating. Definitely a frustrating game, in my opinion, for the Colts. I think for Colts fans, too. You know, I'm not here going to tell you guys that I don't think Jacoby Brissett's perfectly capable of this. I'm definitely not going to tell you that Frank Reich's not capable of coming up with a game plan to make this an effective win, or, you know, effectively get this win. But something, you know, they're not on the same page. Something's not on the same page here. And if we're going to just sit back and accept the fact that the receivers suck, well, what are we doing? You know what I mean? So we've got a guy who's a fourth-round pick that's bounced around the league, and he's rushing for over 100 yards. When Marlon Mack comes back, we've got another guy who's more than capable of, you know, turning out 150 yards. You've got a big play tight end in Eric Ebron. You've got as reliable a tight end in the NFL as anybody else in Jack Doyle. You've got the best offensive line that you've had in years. Years. Well, second best, if we're looking at last year's group. Same group, they just played better last year. You've got a defense right now that is shutting down the run, a top 10 defense in the red zone, and they're turning balls over. But your offense is blowing it because they aren't aggressive at all. And this is what we've This is what everybody talks about, right? This was one of the arguments. Do you kick the field goal and go for it? This is as non-aggressive as we've seen Frank Reich ever. Last year, everybody was praising how aggressive he is. We're going to be aggressive. We're going to do this. He's aggressive in that he goes for it on fourth down. But what have we seen on some of these short yardage into goes with fourth down? Not only are guys not executing, not getting to the sticks, but Jacoby Brissett is throwing the damn ball to him when they're short of the sticks and they've got double coverage. They're putting faith in Adam Vinatieri. They're putting faith in Brian Hoyer. What is going on right now? This feels like the Twilight Zone almost. This is not the way this is supposed to be. We're supposed to be seeing aggressive play calling, quality run game, and everything else that's coming along with it. But the aggression is not there from this offense at all. And it's losing games for the Colts. And it's going to continue losing games for the Colts. And look, if you don't run for 200 and some yards, 140, 130, 160 yards passing and no touchdowns is not winning you football games in the NFL, folks. You can complain all you want and say, oh, yes, it is. You're wrong. It is not. That is not football that is going to be winning football. That is not going to be playoff football. You will not win, and you probably will not get to the playoffs playing that kind of football. Your quarterback has to make plays. Your play caller has to set up plays, has to call plays, has to set up and design plays in order for your quarterback to be successful downfield. And he's not. And if he is setting it up for the off for the quarterback to be successful, he's not setting it up for the receivers. Or you've got the wrong batch of receivers, which is quite possible. So this, I mean, look, for a game that the Colts should have won, I'm not overly like freaking out here saying that the Colts just suck all the way around. But this is something we've seen now, guys, for several weeks. Several weeks. And I think we knew this at the beginning of the year. We get a couple breakout games from Pascal, and we feel like, oh, we got a number two, man. You know what? We might even have a number three. We got a couple things here. We got some stuff going on. We got a running game. We got the same offensive line. Jacoby looks good. I mean, there's just, guys, it's just not coming to fruition right now. And we can't keep kidding ourselves that this is exactly what we should be seeing. So let's talk about Jacoby just real fast. I'm not killing Jacoby because, look, you guys know that I like Jacoby, okay? At the same time, I'm overly critical of him because I don't feel like he is a big-time player. And he just, he's a good quarterback. He's not a great quarterback. 148 yards passing last week against Jacksonville. What did he have? 139, 129, something like that tonight? 202 against Denver. 326 against Houston. That's a damn good game. Four touchdowns. Okay? 151 against Kansas City. He lucked out. Running game was on point. The defense was on point. 265, 310, 146, 190. I mean, outside of that, you know, that one touchdown, one pick, he obviously didn't have anything against Pittsburgh, but he didn't throw a touchdown or an interception in Denver either. Kansas City, no touchdowns, one interception. He has some good games, 2 and 3 touchdown games. He's got obviously that big game against Houston in week 7, but he's got a bunch of games where he has 1 or 0 touchdowns as well. And I mean, yards per attempt, guys. Ugh. It's ugly. I mean, on the season, it's ugly. You know what I mean? I don't know. What are we looking at? Yards per attempt. As of now, 6.9. And I can't even believe it's that high. I truly can't. So, I don't know. Something's got to change. Something's got to change with the play calling. Something's got to change with Jacoby, his aggression himself to go downfield, take those chances, risk an incompletion or a 40-yard. You know, if you're throwing 40 yards downfield, we talked about this with Andrew Luck as well. You know, ultimately, if you throw a ball 30, 40 yards downfield, you're going for that big play. Sometimes that's not such a bad interception if it gets picked off at the 20-yard line and you're throwing from the 40, from your own 40. That's basically a punt, but it's an aggressive play because the more you throw it, you're going to have some success. And you know what else? It's impossible to throw a 40-yard touchdown if you never throw it 40 yards. And I guess I'm talking about air yards. So something's got to change. The Colts have got to do something about this offense, especially the passing game. Yeah, I'll agree that the protection isn't quite as good as it's been, okay? But look, there isn't a quarterback in the NFL right now that'll tell you that he needs 5 seconds to throw the damn ball. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, that ball better be out. The receivers better find a way to get open. The quarterback better find a way to get him the ball. And if you're going downfield, chuck it, dude. I'll take an interception. we should all be okay with an interception thrown 30 to 40 yards downfield occasionally. Because on the other occasions, those are going to turn into big plays. And that's what the Colts need right now. We need more aggression. Downfield has to be some risk-taking. Cannot be this, you know, safe, blanketed offense all the time. It just can't be that way. So, big loss in my opinion for the Colts tonight. Colts have to be able to do something with the rest of their schedule this week or this year. Like I said, they're going to go to, they're going to be playing at home against Tennessee next week. They'll be at Tampa, at New Orleans, at home against Carolina, and then at Jacksonville in week 17. So it's high time. The Colts have to do something, because if the Texans and the Colts share, if they share the same record, then the Colts will be, you know, getting the division. If Houston has them by a game, the Colts don't have that luxury. So, Colts have to do something, guys. That's not a happy win or not a happy loss here tonight to the Texans. Should have won that game. But we'll be back, hopefully on a little more positive note. We'll come back next week with our same rally of shows with Stampede Radio, with the Pancakes, the Colts Cast, all that good stuff. We'll come back next week, hopefully a little bit of a, you know, breath of fresh air over the weekend. Kind of a, you know, we've already played our game, and then we'll go and we'll all watch Sunday football kind of stress-free and kind of get this one out of our system, and then we'll have a week, so... Hopefully the Colts can come back and do something against the Titans and not laying against them. That would be a real disaster, honestly. So not wishing for that by any stretch. Hoping that they can come back and just really, you know, put a hurting on them, to be quite honest with you. So, folks, that's all I got for you tonight. We'll talk to you next time right here on the Colts Cast.